this is absolutely shocking, and what we're seeing is month on month the situation in Letterkenny University Hospital is getting worse. But I think anybody seeing the figures of that, the waiting list for those in a year and a half, which is a scandal in itself, but the fact that they've now increased by 25% since the start of the month is something that will make you sit up and take notice. And you know, this is a time where the government need to answer serious questions, where the deputy or where the chief whip of the government, Minister Joe McHugh himself, needs to answer questions as to why they are continuing to underfund Letterkenny University Hospital, why they're refusing to open the short stay ward that would alleviate the pressure in the bed situation and the capacity in the hospital, and why people now, 2,351 people in Donegal, are waiting over a year and a half to see a consultant, and many of them in pain, many of them in distress, many of them with serious concerns that doesn't just affect themselves but affects their family, their husbands and wives and their children. And it's simply not acceptable in this day and age that this is the situation that we face.
So what has to be done to decrease these waiting times?
Well, first of all, one of the things that can immediately give relief to the hospital is the campaign that Sinn Féin has launched this summer, which is to open the short stay ward. That short stay ward is fully functional. It has 19 beds. It just needs to be given the go-ahead, €1.8 million, to staff the hospital. And that will alleviate the pressure in terms of the A&E and the bed crisis within the hospital. There is on average 19 people every single day last year that were on trolleys after being admitted to the hospital. And what happens when you've got no capacity in the hospital is that operations can't take place because patients can't be taken in to have their procedures done because there's no beds there for them to recuperate. So this is having a knock-on effect immediately. So the first thing is give the go-ahead for the $1.8 million to open the short-stay ward. The second thing is we need to invest in our health system. We're coming up to budget time now in the next 6 weeks. The government over the last number of years, with the support of Fianna Fáil, have prioritised tax cuts for the wealthiest in society, and the direct consequence of this here is 2,351 patients in my county have been left lingering on a waiting list for a year and a half. Like, if I was one of the women, the 282 who are waiting for an appointment in terms of gynaecology, I would be livid as a result of having to wait for that length of time. Or if I was a neurology patient, one of the 177 that are waiting over a year and a half, it's simply not acceptable in a modern society that this is the type of health care that is supposed to be provided to our people in need.